Hello, hello, everyone. Good morning. I wanted to have a little dance party. What do you guys think about that? Does anybody like reggae? Are you reggae fans? I actually am going to play this, and I want you to just do a little dance in your chair right now. Get up and do a little dance. Come on, you guys. We got to dance Wednesday. It's middle of the week. This is actually one of my goals for my daily accountability today. So I'm dancing. You guys feeling it? Feel it. Feel it. Let your body move. Oh no. Are you dancing over there? Even if you can't dance in front of everybody, just move your shoulders a little bit. Just feel it in your body. Let yourself relax. Do a little dance in the morning. Get your day started. Could you be loved today? Yeah. Love. All right. Hello, 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 everyone. What's going on? It's Jen. We are on our radio show. Good to go. Super excited to have you on. I know people start popping on. I don't know if we'll get too much buzz on this one. Daily accountability. Who wants daily accountability, right? I love it. But let me tell you something. It may sound boring, but it is perfect. Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. I'm loving your dance party music. It's Jan.
I know.
In case you weren't sure.
Did you dance?
Loving the dance party. Loving the daily accountability. It has taken me from being stuck in depression because it's cold and dark and just a crappy time of year for me to knowing that somebody will hold my hand and drag my butt out of it. So thank you for daily accountability.
It. You're welcome. Do you want to hang out on the call for a little while? Or are you going to be
I would be happy to.
Yay, I know. I am going to start doing dance party music. I mean, I need to start doing everything I do with the periscopes and everything. Because you know what? Seriously, it's funny because that was my play and fun, my goal for our accountability of the category, which we'll go into more on the call, you guys, is play fun was to dance twice a day. And it's funny because I did dance. I danced, not a lot, but I just let myself dance even for a minute or two to some music. Do you know what I mean? Because I could feel my body loosening up, and I just realized, what the heck have I have not been doing that. What is going on?
For sure. So wow. Last night I was yelling at my kids about cleaning and stuff.
I love it.
And my 9-year-old's like, hey, Mom, we're going to do a play about doing chores and cleaning. I was like, are you kidding me? How about you just actually do the chores and cleaning and not do a play about it? Well, they got out, but whatever. They left me alone while they were doing their play, so that was okay. So when she got to do the actual play, they turned on the song Happy from Pharrell Williams. Is that Pharrell, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what they were doing. Make Mom happy. Let's do our chores so Mom's not mad. And they were dancing and playing, and it was so cute and totally just lifted the mood in my house. And I'm like, I love this, Jen. I really am going to turn on happy music in the morning and have a dance party to get us up and going, and I love it.
It feels good, doesn't it? I know.
Yes.
It's funny because we get in the, we wake up and we get in the things we do have to do. Now, this is the key. This is what we're going to be talking about today. Because daily accountability is about goals. It's about making our goals. It's about achieving our goals in the day. And that can get very overwhelming. And if you wake up with the attitude of, holy cow, I have 10 goals that I have on this, our list, categories, 10 categories for me personally. And, you know, I'm doing 10 of these, actually more, some of them. And I think it can get so overwhelming. So to start our day out with that play fun, whatever that is for each one of us,
sure.
if we can
oh,
make it like
great.
That, it is probably the best thing we could do. That's actually a great start, Jan. And I didn't even think about that, but I think that that would be really cool, actually, to be accountable for.
Yeah.
Put on the music. Maybe even in our so I'm doing the Periscopes in the morning, just quick ones. And then also I know Jan and I, we have our little Facebook one, and, you know, you can do little videos and even voice recordings. So we can even have some music on that for 15 seconds and just have a little dance party on there, too, in the morning. So we have ways of
love
doing this,
that.
Jan.
We are.
No.
I am with you. I'm totally going to start
awesome.
My day off on a happy, fun, upbeat mode. And let's see. Let's just see the shifts it makes in our day, in our kids, in our homes. I bet it's going to be huge.
I know. Well, I love it. I know my kids are freaks. When I was doing this for a little while, I was doing that, and I actually did notice a difference in our home. Not in the morning we were doing it, but we were doing it during the day. It was during summer.
Mm.
But anyway, I know. It does make a difference. So this is, you guys know that I've done recovery for years now, and I run groups for the last 3 years, two of them a week, actually, which is a lot. It's a lot for me being that, but I will tell you, it has kept me consistent and accountable, for sure, to do the things that I am supposed to do to keep myself on track. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to work in the recovery system. But I will say that the 12 steps are a big part of it, obviously. Hello, everyone that's popping on. We appreciate you being on. We were just doing a little dance party, and Jan's on right now hanging out. If anybody else wants to just chill in here and then you can mute yourself, let me know because we're going to be discussing this. But there's a few pieces of this I want to share. This is step 10. And what I've done is because people look at the 12 steps as like, well, if you're addicted, you do the 12 steps, right? Well, if you have addictions, then do the 12 steps. Well, first of all, probably all of us have some sort of small addiction somewhere, somehow, inside of us, right? Whether it's an attitude, whether it's a habit we've created, a negative habit that we've created, some of us have some sort of, and I know I use that very lightly, the word
sugar.
I get it. Yeah, I mean, but really it's stuff that it's harming us, and we know it is, and we continue to do it, and we feel we have no power to not do it. And so we all have something like that. So I now, thanks to some other people that encouraged this and have some of these ideas, to take the 12 steps and make them into 12 steps of activating love. And I've been working on it and utilizing them in my own life and seeing the 12 steps completely different, which has been so awesome. To really look at these steps and go, holy cow, these steps, if you live in these steps, you will have love activated in your life. It will become a verb. You will know what love feels like on a consistent basis. I can attest to it because I've been doing it. But step 10 is what we want to talk about today. It's the 10th step to activate love. And I will tell you something. This is, to me, one of the big things with step 10 is you're going from the self-love, and now when you get accountability and you step out of yourself with accountability and going into your community, you're connecting with other people to look for accountability partners, you're now going out and you're serving. So this is a beautiful step of, like, it's obviously for ourselves, for maintenance, but it really also is for this receive, ebb and flow of being able to give and receive and celebrate and get excited for people and hold people accountable and hold space for others while they're holding that for us. So this is a beautiful step. And I know I talk really fast. People have been telling me that, but you know what? There's a lot to say. Right, Jen? There's a lot to say. So, hi, everyone. Just want to say hi again to everyone that's popping on. And to those of you that are listening to the recording, thank you for listening. I hope this supports you. And last week I said, okay, I need accountability. It is just time for me to get accountability. And I've been in masterminds, like I've said many times, you guys have heard me say this, and there is accountability in masterminds, and you receive that, but you still have to have it set up in the mastermind of getting the accountability and maybe having partners or whatever, but you do have some accountability throughout the week or when you go every week in your mastermind to meet. But for me, I love daily accountability, and I have noticed that I've really needed the daily support. That's super helpful for me. So last week I just said, okay, I got to figure this out. Like, something in me snapped. I was like, I'm done not, first of all, just falling, not just falling short, but being in so much struggle, I guess, is what I was looking for. I don't want any more. I don't want all this struggle. I don't need to be in struggle every day. And so we put it out in one of our, and we have four women that we're just doing, we're just sharing what we're doing in the morning in our, in a Facebook message. And I have already gotten, I got so much support in that group. We were supporting, loving one another, as Jan said. And then I have been really struggling with Periscope. It has been a really hard place for me. I have gotten very overwhelmed. I've been freaked out. I don't know what to do on there. I'm like, I have this to do. I did this to do. I'm feeling the pressure to be on there because I know that I'm supposed to, not only for building community, but even just for myself and healing. And so Saturday, I'm just driving. I'm like, first of all, one thing I was saying, I'm just going to leave Periscope. Yeah, I'm not going to worry, think about it anymore. I'm just going to leave it alone. And then I start thinking about, I need a little bit more accountability. I would love to really have some very focused categories and goals throughout the day and get a little more accountability. I just felt like I needed it. And so then all of a sudden came just to get on Periscope and create accountability and see if anybody wanted to be involved. So this is day three of that. I shared Sunday night. We have a list of 10 things that categories that we create goals with. And it has been really amazing to step even further into accountability in that way. Because first of all, now, even if nobody shows up at 9 o'clock at night, I got to get on Periscope and say, I did my goals. I'm like, okay, this is, talk about, like, you know, really holding me accountable. I'm holding myself accountable. I'm choosing to be committed and responsible to create this space for myself. I mean, this is me stepping in, and I think that's what this is about. Daily accountability really is about us taking ownership and responsibility of our life. That's really, number one, I believe, what it's about. And wanting to truly be happy, just happy, progressive, enlightened, connected people. Wouldn't you agree, Jen? Or do you have anything to share about that?
Let me take myself off mute and then I will. It's so funny because as you're talking about this, I'm thinking about how I grew up in a home. There's six kids and I had an older sister and a younger sister, and I hated doing things by myself. I still to this day hate doing things by myself. And my husband has like, you depend too much on other people. And I'm like, I don't think that it's like I have to have somebody else to hold my hand to help me do stuff. But oh my gosh, I have a little sister that's like 18 months younger than me. And I used to call her every day, every morning. And I'm like, would stay on the phone with her and she helped me get through my day. Cause I'm like, I can't be alone. I got to have somebody holding my hand so that I can do this. I don't want to clean my house. I don't want to, you know, I need to. And we started making it into a little daily devotional where we would sing and we would pray and we would read scriptures together over the phone. And I'm like, okay, I can let you go for a few minutes and then I'm going to go. And this is, you know, during some really, really hard, dark times for me. And if I would start to have a breakdown during the day, I would call my sister again. And so since I started doing I Love My Body diet and lots of therapy and lots of other stuff, I've been able to reach out and realize, you know what, I'm not the only one that needs somebody to know that somebody cares. And it's like, it's not just about having somebody to hold my hand while I do hard things. It's about being able to hold somebody else's hand while they do hard things too. And I think that's where the whole servant leader thing comes in, because I'm like, okay, I've walked this one step ahead of you. Okay, I'm going to reach back and hold out my hand and you can do this too, and I'm going to pull you along. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when I need to take the next step and it's too hard for me, there's somebody else that's been, you know, that's two steps ahead of me and they can reach back. And it's like, I need that. And I think that Satan, really the adversary, wants us to be alone. He wants us to feel like we're alone and that we have to do things on our own. And it's like, no, that is not how we were created. That is not the beings. We were sent here in families. Like, we were created by a father and a mother. We are supposed to be with other people and have people supporting us and loving us and helping us. And I think as adults, sometimes we lose that because it's like, well, we have our own kids that we have to do this, and we should have the support from our husband, but they have to go do their things, and we have to do our things, and we can't always depend on that relationship to give us everything we need. We need sisters.
Right.
We need each other. We need the support and the love. And if you look back through society, I've done studies on this. One book that really, really helped me through my depression is The Depression Cure, and it's by Stephen Illiard. And he talks in there about seven things that people need to really break free from depression. And one of the things is community and socialization. And he said, you know, in every aspect of the world where people, so many other tribes and everything, they live in communities. They eat together. They're hunting together. They prepare food together. They watch kids together. And here we are, and it's, again, alienated. We alienate ourselves in our own little houses, in our own little worlds, and social media is giving us this sense of community back and this sense of, okay, I can share my world with other people, and it's okay. And we're supposed to, and that's why we struggle with depression and why we struggle with these things, because we need other people in our lives, and it's okay. It's okay.
I love it. Amen. You just gave us permission to say yes to having people in our lives and really asking. Because I know for one of the things, and I'm actually two pieces. First is in our mastermind, one of the things that we learn, and we talk about this, and I Love My Body Diet the last year, is to ask. Because how hard has it been when you really watch, and I will say I've observed many, many women, especially, and men, who when they go to the ask, they feel like, oh, well, I don't need anything, or, oh, I'm just going to do this, or, I can't think of what I need. The reality is, we do have opportunities, and that is that piece of allowing people in to serve and to actually, like you said, I love what you said, is to see that other people, that we're not alone in the way that we're feeling, that we also, that others need support. And I just want to say really quick, because I know for me, as you were talking, I had some things come up that I was thinking. Usually I'm thinking about what my other people might be thinking as we're on this call, on these calls. And one thing that came up for me, I know codependency, they use the word codependency, but is definitely something that people may be worried about because, and that's, I think that's why, because there's been this dependency, almost like, again, addiction of needing people, and we don't depend or don't become responsible. We become very victimized in that. And I mean, I've seen it so many times in a lot of my clients that, you know, they get in that, they're looking for validation. If they're not getting it from somebody, they can blame that person, and then they go to the next person, and they're just like, you know, we call them energy suckers, right? Life suckers. But this is the deal. This is the beauty of what we're doing, especially in our community right now, and why we want people to be a part of the community is, if you look at all the steps, so the step 1 through 9 in the 12 steps to activate love, we're talking about honesty, getting honest with yourself. You're talking about creating hope. You're talking about trusting, letting go, trust your higher power, trust God, letting go of your own self and the victimization, and you're stepping into that. You're truth telling. You're telling your truths. You're going to the core of maybe mistakes you've made and how you've acted, your character weaknesses, patterns you've experienced. So you're going through this whole process, right, before you even get to step 12, to activate love, daily accountability. Now, I believe as you do daily accountability is something you just do every day for the rest of your life. This is something to me that should be done, whether it shifts in how you do it, awesome. But it really is a key component to keeping ourselves focused, keeping ourselves connected, and having our hearts open. But the reality is, you know, while you're doing that, you do still work the steps to activate love, to become honest, to be real with who you are, to be authentic, to share if something's not working for you with somebody. You know what I mean? To go through those steps. And I think as we do that, that's where that codependency energy starts shifting and moving. So when we're in this daily accountability, we know that there might be times where we really will depend on somebody, maybe a whole day, maybe a whole week, like you're talking about, Jambu. There's just going to maybe be times to do that. For instance, I'm doing Periscope right now. I am depending on Periscope right now, meaning just by me saying yes to doing a scope, even if nobody shows up, throughout the day to even be accountable. I did one this morning just to say, I want to be motivated and I want to connect with people around accountability, around my goals right now. And so I did a scope. So for me personally, I mean, I am looking to that right now to really move through, to start getting this as a habit, to to start doing these goals and these categories. So I think that's really important to remember. And again, we know with the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that the first is dependency. We all are there somewhere, somehow, or have been, right? Every single one of us. So usually if we're a leech, let's use that, an energy leech, there's usually something dependent. There's something in our childhood that we were not able to move into independence to. So we're still in dependency mode with some emotion or some belief, whatever it is, that we have never been able to grow up in. So if we look at people like that, see things a little bit different, and support them by saying, you know, here's this place, why don't you go here, this will support you, or just listening, you know, knowing our own boundaries, I think it's really important. So just knowing that we're all in those stages as we're going through this. But thank you for bringing that, because I think that's really important to share, that we have these 9 steps before we even get to the daily accountability. Did you have anything to share about that, Jan? And then I was just going to go into the core things that we really do need to make sure that we have daily accountability around.
Thanks for bringing that to my awareness, because I do have codependency issues, and I know I did with my sister, and when I was doing that, it was not healthy. I was depending on her way too much, and I love that I can kind of spread it out now, that I'm not going to just one source to be okay, you know, and that's one of the things I've worked on in therapy a ton is finding other ways to get what I need, you know, so that I have a friend that I swap cleaning houses with once a week. I go to her house and we clean her house, and then the next week she comes to my house and we clean. And then I have another friend I go walking with. And it's like I know I can't put all my eggs in one basket, and that's something that's super important too.
I love that. And that's, you know what, Jan, and you are a great example of that, because I know that is something definitely that you have created in your life. And that goes back to, I did a call around that, I did an interview around this, but the 6 support systems that are really important to have. And then you're actually supposed to have 6 people in each of those support systems. Some people can cross over to another support category. But again, we're talking about the spiritual, the emotional, the physical. There's different categories. But the point is that you may have one person that really does feed maybe 3 of those categories, which is awesome. But you still should have in each category another 5 people, right? So, and when you really think about this, think that's 36 people or communities, right? I mean, that's,
wow.
That's a lot. And that really, if you really get down to the nitty gritty and start creating, you don't have to do it all at once because it gets overwhelming. But as like you're doing, Jan, little by little, we're creating these communities, we're creating these support systems all around us. How could we fail? Meaning, how could we really not achieve the things that we want to achieve, stay aligned with God, have the most amazing family experiences we can? Like, how could that not happen if with this kind of support system around us? I love that you brought that up.
So true.
It's so true. And like you said, a lot of times I think that goes back to the dependency stage of child and parent. You know, you have your 2 parents, but a lot of people I know that have bigger families, and maybe this happened to you, but I allow my kids to support my 3-year-old. So I really, I let go, and I let my 13-year-old and my 10-year-old, and my 10-year-old, she doesn't really want to do some of this stuff, but I step in and I go, okay, you take some of this, you know, you get to do this for her. Go to the park with her. I want you to go to the park with her. You know what I mean? And allowing this kind of support system. So now Meadow has 4 people instead of even 1 or 2.
Yes.
That she knows she can reach out to and talk about again. I can feel her strength. I can feel her getting her needs met.
Absolutely. And I think as moms with big families or with little kids, because like I said, there were 6 kids in my family, and my older sisters did a lot of caretaking. My mom was sick a lot. And my sister that's 10 years older than me was like a second mom. She told me she used to wake up in the middle of the night and I would be crying, and mom was so too sick to come get me, so she would go get me and put me in bed with her, and I would fall asleep snuggled next to her. And another sister would read me stories every night. She's 4 years older than I am, and she would read us stories and get her little sisters to bed every night. 10. My oldest son is 10, almost 11 years older than his little sisters, and he was my right hand. I mean, he was my second set of hands in the house. And so he definitely has, and I think that's so good for kids. You know, it's so, so good for them to be able to have that relationship and to start practicing now on taking care of people that are younger than them. So
I agree. I totally agree, and I'm glad that we got to talk about that for a minute. Because that's what we're looking for as adults. We can look to others and see, again, it's about us. To me, for me personally, I believe it's pride when I don't do that. When I am not allowing others in my life or even my kids to help take care of things, first of all, I want it done the way I want it, and I don't trust anyone. And I am not willing to give up the glory of whatever it is. I mean, there's so many aspects to me not asking for help and not getting support in different areas of my life. That's just my personal experience I've had. When I let go, I can get that support. Like, for instance, the accountability. I was totally stuck in myself. When I finally said, no, I'm getting out of myself, is when I started reaching out. But I want to talk about let's talk about the three core, and they're spiritual, emotional, physical. So if you have those three core things met every day, you are going to have a more open heart and you're going to have a more focused mind. Just those three alone.
Say them again.
So spiritual, emotional, and physical. We're just going to go to the three core. And if you have those three, now what I created was 10 categories of 10, and basically it's breaking down these three categories into different, like nutrition. I have physical, but then I have nutrition. We have spiritual, and then I have like business. We have financial. We have different categories. So if anybody wants to get on Periscope and follow me at J-O-P-Y-H-A, J-O-P-Y-H-A, on Periscope, you can start getting involved in the accountability. So let's just focus on these three for just a sec. But just think, if you were getting your spiritual goals achieved, so even if you just had one, maybe it was to pray that day. Maybe you're at the very beginning of the spirituality where you literally like hanging on by a string, which happens to so many of us during the day. Make a goal or a few goals in your, I would at least make three in your spiritual area, and figure out what you can do in that. And then we have the emotional, which the emotional is, I believe, is getting that emotional support. So maybe reaching out to a friend. You get, you know, like we do our belief statements, we do affirmations. I love doing the healing code that helps me emotionally get grounded and centered. Meditation, that could be a spiritual or an emotional. But whatever you feel, and again, I would recommend having a couple goals in the emotional range, because, again, that can give you this more well-rounded. And then you have the physical, obviously, which is maybe get moving, dancing. Because again, that gets our blood pumping a little bit, eating, you know, maybe drinking your water. A lot of people have been drinking water in our accountability. A lot of people have been saying they're doing that with a value attached to it. We talked about that with Megan last week. Anyway, and all of those things. Let's just talk about that for another second. Jan, did you have anything to add to those three or?
No, I think that's great. Emotional, for me is a big, big, big one. And for me, that can be accountability, just reaching out and talking to other people. That one's a huge one.
I actually believe that that's what the I Love My Body diet is.
Absolutely.
That one area, more than anything, I think it supports people in that emotional area of their lives. Because think about it. I mean, you have, and we haven't, we're working on getting it even more structured and more stuff as far as the free environment, not just the programs that people get into. But I'm working really hard on how to really support the community in a bigger way. But I mean, you think about it, we want to have so many different avenues for people to step into to get that emotional strength and to balance your emotions, to understand your emotions, to, you know, really activate these steps. So we have these three, but one of the things I think that's going to be most important, I believe, is the most important thing for me personally, for my daily accountability, is to have opportunities to serve. And I think we all are serving some way, somehow, every day, and then recognize when we're serving at least one or two times a day. I feel like this is so important because, again, as moms, we go through the days and we're serving constantly, but we don't recognize it because we feel like we're never enough. We didn't do this. Mm. We didn't do that. We see all the needs of the family. Mm. We see all the needs financially, physically, and emotionally. We see all the needs. So we're like, well, crap, we haven't even touched the surface, right, during the day.
So true. So true.
So I believe that one of the keys to staying in our daily accountability and really connecting again to our hearts and our minds focused is doing those three and then creating some more categories in there if you want, but recognizing the service you're rendering already and then find where you can serve consciously more in your day. Mm. And this they talk about this in the steps. In this step, this is talked about service, that this is one of the keys to our daily accountability, you know, because it brings joy. It just does. So I wanted to, and we only have a couple more minutes, but this is another piece that I really feel is important to this is, so we might get caught up. This can get very overwhelming for people, and I understand. I've heard it so many times, and even hearing it the last 3 days. You know, how are you doing 10 goals in these categories, right? Two things that I want to point out. One is I said it in the scope this morning, but and I've said another one, is time starts expanding. There might be a little pressure to get the goals done, but to make them happen, and if you see that you have a bad attitude or you see that there is something going on right now or, you know, today you're feeling crappy or whatever it is, it's a mommy or it's an adult timeout. You take a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop and you just reevaluate. Look back through some of the goals you made. Take a breather, maybe say a prayer, get yourself grounded, connected again if you need to step away, and know that that's part of the day. I think it's something we probably do a couple times a day. But take a little time out and get yourself grounded and focused again and see what you can do right then that will fulfill one of those categories. And sometimes there may not be this huge accomplishment right after, and sometimes there will be. I think that's really important to take some time, you know that, and again, if something doesn't get done, this is what I'm finding. My goal is to get all of them done, but they kind of shift throughout the day. So for instance, my education, like I said last night, my education shifted. So I had a desire to do that. And I wanted to be accountable for fulfilling this educational piece for me. And it'll look different for other people. For me, it was about reading the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I didn't get to that, but I hung out with my husband, which was family time, my relationship with my husband, and we read the E-Myth together. He read it, and we talked about it. And so I was getting educated, and that connected to my business category, my business goals. So when I let go of exactly what I have to do, but knowing that I'm fulfilling those categories and maybe they shift a little bit during the day and being okay with that, for me, that's really supportive. It helped me to kind of allow and let go and be in that feminine energy of just receiving the day. Because goals and action in that way is a very masculine kind of energy. And sometimes as women, we lose sight of our feminine energy as we step into all of these goals and accountability. Or not even accountability, because the goals are more action. But I think accountability, don't you think that accountability is really just about, it's just about being responsible, a responsible human being. Don't you think, Jen? That's what
yeah.
It feels like to me.
Most definitely. I think, well, for me, it's, yeah, being responsible, but it's also, I don't know, it's just helping, I don't know, it's helping you do the things you want to do anyway, but just kind of given, for me, it's like that extra little kick in the rear end, knowing that somebody actually gives a crap whether I do my goals or not, you know, I need to know that, it's because I have tons of self-defeating behaviors. I have so many times where I struggle. And accountability to me, it's like, okay, I'm not only being accountable to myself, because I sometimes struggle to be accountable to myself, but just knowing that somebody else cares makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And again, I mean, really, it does come down to what are we willing to do to connect with ourselves, connect with God, and connect with others, you know, and daily accountability is an opportunity to do all three of those things. It really is. And this, and you know, they talk about this in the 12 steps. This is the main maintenance steps. So you're maintaining, think about maintenance, you're maintaining a clear conscience, you're maintaining an open heart, and a clear mind. Mm-hmm. Every day you're able to kind of sweep it up, clean it out. You know, you can check in with yourself. Did I do this? If I didn't do this, why didn't I do it? Do some inventory, check in. Why didn't I achieve this goal? You know, look at it. What is it about my, is there a weakness that I'm facing here? Because I'm not doing this one goal every day. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I'm not doing it. What, you know, character weakness am I facing right now that I can really own and apologize to myself for and move forward? I mean, this is a time where we really get to face those things about ourselves in truth and in love and patience, you know, and then it doesn't build up to this huge, enormous thing where all of a sudden we're left with, holy cow, look at this problem I have now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It supports that. It gives you a really strong foundation to build on. So that's pretty much it. Any last thoughts, Jan? Thank you, everyone, for being on and those listening. I know a few people popped off probably because they're at work. I know some that were at work. And, yeah, so if you want to get some more accountability, just reach out to us. You can reach out through message on Facebook or yourhealingartist@gmail.com or even ilovemybodydiet@gmail.com. Message us there. And or get on Periscope and follow me, @JOPYHA, and you'll see on there that you can, you know what, I'll be there every day at 9 o'clock at night, Pacific Standard Time, if you want some support. So is there any last things that you can think of, Jen?
Jen, would you really quick tell us the 10 categories that you are doing every day for the Periscope?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I can. It's so we have emotional. Again, so that can kind of be anything for you, for people. But so we have emotional, we have financial, we have physical. Nutrition. Spiritual. Mental, I think you already said financial.
Yeah, you did.
Play fun. And like we talked about at the beginning of this call, do that the first thing in the morning if you can. We're going to start dancing. That's what we're doing.
Awesome.
You have education, so some sort of education that you're doing. Maybe some people are even in school, so it's getting those education goals. And then family relationships. So that's the last. And I put those, again, you can even separate those. So it could be friendships. It could be you can separate those into three. So it could be your kids, your spouse, and then your friends or something like that, which I just wanted to keep it at 10. But separate those. And, again, these are ways to – this is the beauty of it. Even if it's just you send a message to a friend and that's part of your goal, you just accomplish that. Even if it's just saying a prayer with your kids that day, you can say, okay, I accomplished this goal. And then when your spouse, for me, it's studying with my spouse for a couple minutes in the morning. That's what we do to connect right now. That's our goal.
So
I mean, you know,
family,
and it seems it's simple.
Is family and relationships two separate, or is that together?
No, it's the same. Yeah, it's together.
Okay, then we only have
anything.
9. I have emotional, financial.
Spiritual, financial? Okay.
Yep, emotional, financial, physical, nutrition, spiritual, mental, play, fun, education, family relationships, and
Oh, shoot. You're right. I have it on my, wait, hold on. I can't remember. Well, I have my, what is it? What's the other one? I have my sheets that I write on my index card. By the way, I do love index cards with these things because I carry them with me anywhere I go, which is so great. Oh, business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a business, if you don't, you might even be able to support if you're with living, you know, have a spouse that you're not working and he is working. How do you want to support his business? How do you want to support him in his work?
Love that.
Hi, baby. Anyway, so that's them. Thanks for asking, Jan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you guys. Yes. Well, love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Oh, we have a couple more people that just popped on. Listen to the show. I hope it supports you. I think that this is a big one, don't you think, Jan? I mean, all of them
are.
Oh,
yeah. This is a good one.
This is such a good one. I know.
Setting ourselves up for success. That's what we're doing. This is just setting ourselves up for success.
Truly creating a major foundation for success, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, we'll be talking more about it. And so, again, if you pop on at 9 o'clock, I'll post on my Facebook so if people want to pop on there, they'll know.
Great idea.
Everyone. Thank you, Jan, for hanging out. And
yeah.
We love you. Have a wonderful day. Love yourself. Love your body. Remember, your body is seriously craving your love. So love it right now. And you're worth it. Bye, Jan. Bye, everyone.
Bye.